You are now tuned in to Social Smackdown. Oh, what it is, yo? Oh, what's up? You showing our podcast some love. Now you a part of the club. And we can't thank you enough.
I get it again. It's your girl, Yay.
And Nay.
Hi!
And we have a bonus segment for you guys because we just didn't want to mix, you know, topics together. And yeah, so in this
Q&A with Yay and Nay.
In this Q&A with Yay and Nay. And and like, we're just going to be asking real questions that females want to know. It might just be what me and Naomi want to know, but
no, that's why I said Q&A with Yay and Nay, because it's kind of questions that we have. And then also, you know, Will can't answer for all men, and you know, of course, we can't ask questions for all women. So,
right. All right, you want to go first, or want me to go?
Yeah, because right now I only have one question. I might come up with another one later, but my question is, it's kind of like a two-parter. And it's why and what causes men to get comfortable? Because to me, it's like, whatever you did to get me, you got to keep doing to keep me. So it's like, I feel like dudes get comfortable after a while, and they just, like, that effort just kind of, you know, trails off. What do you have an answer as to why that may happen?
I mean, the first, I'm gonna keep it fresh at least like a year or two, you know, but after that, we ain't going to the movies every other night. You might as well just go and put that in the closet next to you. It's like, no, I'm just messing with you.
No, he's not. See, he's serious. Nope, I don't want to hear it.
No, but in all honesty, though, I mean, eventually stuff, I wouldn't even say stuff starts to get, it's hard to be, I don't know. It gets hard trying to keep coming up with new things. And then I guess you're right. It most definitely is like a certain level of comfortability. Like, I don't have to fight. I don't have to do as much. But that leaves room for the next guy to come in and do like the smallest gesture. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, now I'm sad because you're dealing with such and such and such and such. When, in all honesty, all that the person wanted was a little time, you know, or a little.
And I guess time.
Because it's like most of the time, I feel like when that happens, it's like,
yeah,
the woman doesn't even want it. She just, like, after a while, it's like, I wanted it from you, but somebody else is offering it, so I'm just going to take it. But it's like, I still want it from you. But it's just like, it was available here, so that's why I went and got it. like you said, like, oh, after a while, isn't there gonna be no going to the movies? You know, it's like,
why can't that be our thing though?
Right, like, you know,
that's right.
You need to have date night, you know, and go out, you know, every week or at least every other week.
Of course. And sometimes it may just be like the guy, I mean, so, being honest, some guys just lose interest and don't know how to get out of a situation.
Okay, so let me stop you right there. Why don't y'all say that? Why do you keep things, you know, trying to go afloat? Y'all let y'all little go with the flow type mess. Why not say, I'm losing interest? Like, as soon as you feel it, just say, like, you know, I think I'm kind of losing interest. I don't know. Like, I feel like at that point, y'all be kind of scared of maybe how we'll react. But that's unfair to us because you're feeling different when we don't know that. And we think everything's all good and whatever. And it's like, you know, you gotta express that.
I mean, in a world where a lot of women are like Muhammad Ali Juniors, you know what I'm saying? You guys talk with your hands nowadays.
Oh my goodness.
I most definitely, especially if it's like, no, I'm just kidding. But some, I mean, that may be the case for some people. Like, it is a lot of women that are hands-on with stuff, you know? I'm not gonna say that's every woman. But, I mean, if you look at today's social stigmas, a lot of women believe in whooping on their significant others and, like, don't bat an eye about it. Like, it's just like, yeah, I beat it. Like, what about it? And it's, I mean, the same with, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a double standard because I feel sometimes women try to leave men and they try to whoop on them to convince them to stay, which is kind of, you know what, backwards. But I mean, hey, if that's what make, if that's like, no, if that's logical in your head, go seek help. Do not keep whooping on people.
So to avoid getting beat on, y'all don't tell us when you lose interest. Got it. Okay. That makes don't all the sense in the world.
Don't talk like you're not a thug.
I think he's saying it because, like, if there are crazy females out there who will react, like, negatively. Like, I know people personally who've been in situations where, like, their tires got slashed, one just got busted out because he said he was done. That's very real. I get what he's saying. But she was talking about a normal female in a normal scenario.
Call your white friend and have your white friend call the police when you're no longer at home and tell them that your girlfriend is going crazy and she needs
to. That's still snitching.
But y'all gotta realize this. Like, yes, it might hurt the female, but I guarantee it hurt her more staying around when she know you're not feeling it like that.
And y'all, listen, I need men to know that y'all peace and y'all sanity and y'all worth is much more value than y'all put it at.
Ooh, and girl, yes.
Any woman that's sitting there up here and thinks it's okay to put her hands on you just because you told her how you feel is unacceptable, and you need to do better for yourself. I don't care what she gonna do, whatever, bump her feelings. I don't care. Worry about yours first, because if you're no longer interested, you need to tell her, and whatever she gonna do, that's what she gonna do. Kick her to the curb and value yourself, King. Please, please.
Fix your crown. All right.
I like the way that sounds.
All right. So, next question. I think I'm just going to ask one question. We're going to call it a night. Okay. So, in today's society where females are, quote unquote, the prize, where I feel like male and female should be the prize, but it's just me. And a lot of females believe in games and, like, you know, making dudes chase them, which that's another thing too. Like, I'm not going to text him. I'm not going to show interest. I'm going to take 5 hours to respond, you know, playing games. And clearly, they say men like that. So my question is, do men,
I do not like that.
Let me ask the question. I think that's the assumption that I be seeing on social media. My question is, do y'all really prefer a female? Like, do y'all really prefer to chase? Or would y'all like a woman who actively applies pressure? And do y'all like being chased and pursued in a way? Not like crazy, like, let's say, blowing up your phone, pulling up to your job in your house. Not that type of pursuit.
Oh, no.
But, like, just applying pressure and showing her she for real interested, if, as opposed to playing games.
So, to chase or to be chased?
I mean, it has to be.
No, I didn't say be chased. I said jog a little bit.
Oh.
To chase or to have some, you know.
A little power. I mean, yeah, it has to be a little, like, you know, a little. Make, we want to feel appreciated and wanted too, guys, darn it. You know? Like, I'm sitting here right now trying to figure out if I'm about to text my friend. I'm about to crack her head. It's been 4 hours and we've only texted, like, I don't know. But she texted me this morning.
You gonna text her?
I texted her
a little bit.
No. I'm not. I didn't text her last. I didn't just say that. Oh my goodness. Hey.
Okay. Well, I have a follow up question to that. Like, say a female was applying pressure and was giving you a little jog. When is it too much?
Ooh.
32 messages in like one game of 2K.
You keep bringing these crazy scenarios in, talking about hitting
people. See, but that's today.
What people you deal with?
I mean, that's today's. I'm not gonna say standards. That's today's stigmas. That's what everybody wants to be, is crazy and mean.
Like
and
I said, top.
Everybody wants to be.
I feel like I'm doing too much. If I text you twice within 24 hours, Oh no! If I text you 32 times, I don't need to take my phone. I must be high on some drugs or something. That's not it.
Not off the drugs.
I think the most I've texted a guy back to back was probably like 6 times.
I'm dead. I ain't never do that. And my 20, almost 24 years of living, never in my life.
But I'd be like, hello.
Never in my life. The most I ever did was 2.
But I was mad. Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong.
It was stuff that could have been like one text, but it was just like.
That's different. I'm going to talk about like if you're having a conversation, you got more stuff to add to your conversation. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about like when he don't respond. Like you keep
texting. I'm saying like he hadn't responded in like a couple minutes. That's and so different. Like
I'm talking about hours. Like, they one text. Text my hour. I'm not talking about in a conversational matter. That's different. I'm talking about just to hear from him or like call him 100 million times because
I did do that. I did have a crazy moment. It was the first time I did that. It wasn't a proud moment. But I mean,
Everybody has those.
Okay, one more question.
She keeps saying one more question.
Because somebody be hitting me the more we talk, y'all. All right. Because y'all know I vocalized it. I hate the talking stage forever will. All right. What do you, consider, like, boundaries as far as talking? Since we're talking about blowing people's phone up and all that. Like, what do you think is appropriate to, like, do when there's a conversation or, like, you're feeling the type of way? What do you think you're doing too much? You're not my girl. We had a whole podcast about this. But I'm asking you, say you're talking to somebody, whatever, right? And like, you just keep not pleasing her. You keep doing something that pisses her off, and she tells you it irritates you. So it's like, when's it too much? You're just like, all right, bro, look. Like, relax. Or do you appreciate, like, her telling you what's bothering her so you would know, you know, how to progress your relationship?
I'm doubling down on the we're grown, so tell me how you feel. I'm not going to guess it. Okay. I'm not going to try to guess it. You know,
I don't know how you feel. Could you tell me?
Exactly.
Interesting.
We have to cue that in here. Yep, that is exactly the case.
First of all,
what?
What you were saying? But
I always say that.
I know that's my song. Handsome and Wealthy, like one of my favorite Migos songs. But interesting, because I know so many people who do have that mindset of why you tripping, you're not even mine, whatever. I'm like,
check out our last episode.
I have the attitude once we have that until we have that conversation of being more, then it's like joining a game. You have two options, only two ways to get out of this, in a box and in a box.
I never understood why people get mad about that. Like, say if I was talking to a dude and he was like telling you what bothered him, I would, because like, how would you know if they don't tell you? Like, what you getting mad for? Like, how you gonna get mad that somebody else is feeling the type of way? And when it's not like you knew that they felt that way, like, just.
But it's like, so what? When was the appropriate time? Like, even, you know, with the whole, you know, you're not mine thing or whatever. You know, it's like, when would be the appropriate time to express that to someone? You know, like, even if you do get in a relationship, then you get in a relationship and somebody finally says that, now you upset because you didn't know that's how they be feeling about stuff. Yeah. And now you feel like it's too late. So it's like, I feel like you it's things that you do need to say, you know, in the beginning, because it's like,
I feel like the only time that I feel like you shouldn't, or like you should refrain from saying how you feel, is if it's like kind of OD or like the same thing. Like, say if it's the same problem over and over and over again, don't keep repeating yourself. Don't keep stressing that man out. Don't keep stressing that woman out about the same issue. You just, if they not changing after the first, second time, you just got to be done, because this is probably who they are. Right. Like, if it's bothering you that much and had to repeat yourself several times, there's no point in you continuing it. Like, I just don't. But other than that, you should always say if something's bothering you. I don't care I don't care if y'all day one, day two talking. Like, y'all together 20 years. Like, if something bothers you, speak up. And that's that on that.
Period.
I seen the alley-oop for that one.
And that's on what?
Period.
I can't. I do not agree with these activities being said right now.
I'm dead. All right. You got anything else? I think that's it.
I'm done.
Okay, guys. That's
the end. On the next episode, I'm going to be asking them questions.
Okay, y'all. This is what we going to do. We're going to do surprise Q&As throughout the like series or whatever. So next time, you heard it here first. We'll ask those questions. So, yeah. Woo! Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. We out.
Bye.